Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The planet Mercury, you know, it's not on the list of most people's favorite planets.
It's my favorite. I love Mercury.
Well, you know, you've got Pluto, which is the underdog of the system. You've got Saturn with the... It is in my heart.
No.
Pluto is in my heart.
Not a planet.
You've got Saturn with the rings. Jupiter, of course, is the largest planet.
And
Mars is red. All these other planets with all these kind of interesting things. And there's Mercury. This is
real
gray
planet.
Rock sitting out there in the solar system. The thing is, though, we have this new data. We just got it from the Mercury Messenger spacecraft. And it may make Mercury a little more popular. It shows how Mercury may have formed and changed over its 4.5 billion year history.
It looks like Lady Gaga, actually.
No, that is not true.
Exactly.
Denton Abel is curator of meteorites at the American Museum of Natural History, and he's involved in educational outreach programs for the Mercury Messenger mission at the museum. Denton Abel, what have we learned from this information we got back from the messenger?
It's real hot at Mercury. It's the hottest planet. But we're learning a lot about the composition. The chemical composition of Mercury is very interesting. It's different than the other planets. It's its own planet.
Well, it's hot because it's right next to the sun.
Yes.
But what did when we learned about the chemical composition of it, what has that heat done to this little chunk of rock?
Well, you'd think it would have boiled off potassium and the sulfur, but yet we see high ratios of those elements compared to more refractory or things that don't boil off quickly. So clearly, that's not the reason why its mantle or its silicate portion relative to the core is so small. So we're right away, we're learning things that allow us to eliminate theories of the origin of Mercury.
All right, so what theories have now been eliminated?
Well, the theory that perhaps this being so close to the sun, you actually boiled off, literally evaporated the elements like sodium and potassium and sulfur and even some silicon and magnesium, which are the rock-forming elements that make the mantles and crusts of planets.
Okay, so that's gone. We now know that's not true because there's actually high sulfur levels on Mercury, as we find out.
High sulfur, high potassium, yeah. Just sort of very similar to those we would see if we were observing the Earth from space using the same instruments.
And we don't know why. We don't know why the sulfur is still there.
That's right. It's a very interesting problem. But we're definitely learning that that Mercury is more reduced. So go back to high
sulfur chemistry. It's more reduced. It shrunk.
It also has shrunk, but that's physical reduction. But chemical reduction is where you take oxygen away. So basically, instead of rust, we make metal.
Right.
And so in Mercury, Mercury's got this huge iron core. It takes up 3/4 of the radius of Mercury is in the core, whereas in Earth it's about half the radius. So you can look at it in density as well. Mercury's mass is about 60-70% core, whereas for Earth and Venus, it's only about 32%.
You know, we often get these fantastic pictures back from space, and we get to hear all these excited astrophysicists. This is like a completely geeked out geologist going crazy over what you're learning about Mercury, right, Denton?
Oh, it's amazing. And the volatile richness we don't expect. We've seen so many volatiles everywhere we go in the solar system. We see more volatile activity, and Mercury is turning out to be similar. Not water yet, but certainly the sulfur is very interesting.
It's pretty cold on the dark side there.
Denton Abel, curator of meteorites at the American Museum of Natural History, involved in education outreach programs for the Mercury Messenger that brought this data back from Mercury. Thank you so much, Denton.
Thank you.